morning. Now there's an interesting image. A mulberry tree planted in the sea. Not, you know, a mulberry tree that's been knocked down in a storm floating along in the sea. But a mulberry tree planted in the sea. With its roots down in the water, growing like an island all by itself out there in the bay somewhere. Obviously ridiculous. Obviously fantastic. And that's exactly what it's intended to be. Jesus is not telling you that's what's going to happen. He's telling you, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could do stuff that's, you know, totally ridiculous. It's about faith, not about mulberry trees. But what is faith? One of those words that's used casually, but it doesn't have a single meaning. It has a very complicated semantic field. There are a lot of meanings to the word, and all of them are important. So if you'll indulge me, I'd like to take a few minutes to develop some of them. Now, granted, this is going to seem a little academic. We're going to walk through both the Hebrew and the Greek of a couple of texts. But indulge me for a few minutes, and I promise to bring it back to something down to earth and real for Christian living. The church starts us off on this course by taking this key text, Increase Our Faith, and choosing a first reading to match it from Habakkuk. Habakkuk, you remember Habakkuk, right? One of the little minor prophets we did a few years ago in the summer. Easy way to remember the name. You've got a great resume. You cooked a wonderful meal for me. I'd love to hire you for my restaurant, but I already have a cook. That line from Habakkuk 2:4 is significant. One we just heard translated as, the just one shall live by faith. The JPS translation says, the just person, because of his fidelity, shall be rewarded with life. Sound like the different mean translations. They are. You go back to the Hebrew. The Hebrew phrase is hasedek. The hasedek is a just person. Be'amunato. Be' is a prefix meaning in. To is a suffix meaning his. It's gender specific, but it's broader in Hebrew than it is in English. You mean either way, his or her. So, in his or her, emunah is the central word. Emunah. And what does emunah mean? It's a three-letter stem. These three-letter stems are the basic roots of all Hebrew words. It's the same three-letter stem from which we get amen. Aleph, mem, nun. It's a word that's used to talk about solidity, constancy, believability, factualness. Emet is the noun that comes from it. That's one of the famous psalm responses. You hear it echoing in a lot of the psalms. Esed ve'emet Adonai le'olam. The tender love and covenant faithfulness of God are forever. Emunah. So, faith is a reasonable translation. Faithfulness might be a closer translation. And it's live in or out of, in is faithfulness. When they go to translate that into Greek, the Septuagint, an interesting thing happens. The original in Hebrew is talking about the just person's own faithfulness, in that they shall live. But the official translation into Greek, semi-official, became common, the Septuagint, says, ho dikaos ek pistaos mu. Zesetai. The just person shall live out of my pistis. Pistis is the Greek word roughly parallel to emuna. They're used to translate each other. Out of my faith, faithfulness. And that's God speaking. So it shifted from my faith to God's faith. Well, clearly, the person who did that translation was reading more the fidelity line than the faith line, right? We got a division a bit in the semantic field. I mean, God doesn't believe in anything. As Paul said once, how can you believe in what you're looking at? Belief is the evidence of things unseen. Well, God knows everything. So God doesn't have to, could not, in fact, believe anything. But God has faith, faithfulness. The just person shall live out of my faithfulness. Now, that's a key text. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Quoted several times in the New Testament. Two of the most important. Beginning of Romans and the end of Hebrews. First chapter of Romans, 1:17. Paul quotes the text, but again, he twists it just a little. Everybody, there's no word-for-word translation in this game. Paul's translation drops the possessive. Remember, in Hebrew it said, his faithfulness. In the Greek it said, my faithfulness. Paul just says, ex pisteos, out of faith, shall live. Now, when you read the rest of Paul, and I don't want to oversimplify here, because Paul is a complicated character with some complicated ideas, but the root meaning for Paul seems to be something like belief. Believe in God. Believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Believe that what you feel within you is the testimony of the Holy Spirit. So that ek pisteos for Paul has very much a connotation of belief. Hebrews goes a whole different way. They quote the same text. He retains the possessive, but moves it. So now it says, he quotes Habakkuk as saying, my just person out of pisteos shall live. And if you put that in Hebrews context, he's just talking about Jesus as the Son of God. Jesus becomes the great high priest. Jesus makes the new and perfect covenant. And this is the opening up the section of saying, and you shall be faithful to this covenant. So Hebrews goes back to the old idea of covenant faithfulness for emunah. So we've got at least three different parts developed to that semantic field. The idea of belief, the idea of loyalty, if you will, and the idea of faithfulness. Belief, maybe trust is a better place, a better way to translate that. Belief, trust, and faithfulness. Well, how do they fit together? Which one do we choose? Which is the meaning of believe or have faith? When we talk about we have faith, what does it mean for us? We're talking about I believe something, an intellectual assent. Are we talking about I trust God? Are we talking about I will be faithful to God? The answer is yes. All of those. And that's the point. That's why we do that long, elaborate exegesis, to show that all those shades of meaning, that whole semantic field, are strong roots in the Scripture. It's all part of a necessary understanding of faith. It is belief. We begin the creed, which is the same word, pistis, pistos, pistuon, and the English, the verbal form. We translate it as, we believe in one God, the Father Almighty. And that's clearly what it means in that context. If faith doesn't mean belief, it doesn't mean very much. If you don't believe in God, I guess the game is over for you. The whole religion thing goes away quietly. If you don't believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, You may have some religion, but it's certainly not a Christian religion. If you do not believe that the Spirit dwells in you and as an individual and in this community as a whole, you're not, really not part of the Catholic Church. It is important that we believe. And when we say, I do believe, help my unbelief, that's a defining part of who we are. But it's not enough by itself. There are those who would try to define it that way. You know, if you believe in Jesus, you will be saved. The assent is enough. And then you're among the saved. No, it's not. That's not what the meaning of the word faith is. It includes that, but it's much bigger than that. Belief is a necessary but not complete definition of faith. It also includes trust. Peter is walking on the water, and when he takes his eyes off Jesus, he starts to fall, and Jesus saves him. And Jesus says, "Oh, you of little faith." I'm not talking about intellectual assent. He's talking about trust. That's, I think, what it means here. Increase our faith. Increase our faith in the believe sense doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it? I mean, you can believe more or less firmly, I guess. You can believe with more or fewer doubts. But basically, belief is a yes-no question. I believe something or I don't. I'm going to act as though this were true or I'm not. Increase our faith makes much more sense in this context of trust. We talk about that in the common sense of putting faith in. We use faith in that, the word faith, same word in that sense. To put faith in means I trust. I put faith in so-and-so, and therefore I'm going to vote for him or her. I put faith in my spouse. I put faith in my kids. I put faith. It means I trust, right? That's an important part. And that does come a whole lot in more or less. How much do I trust you? How much do you trust me? How much do we trust God? We believe that God exists. But do we really trust God that this 13 million year history of creation is actually going to be maintained? That it's actually going somewhere? That it has a direction and will reach a completion? And therefore, the effort that we make along the way, albeit small, is worthwhile. Do we trust God enough to commit our lives to make that kind of effort? So, trust, in addition to belief, is an essential part of faith. And then the other side of trust is faithfulness. And again, we use the same word in English idiom. Faith doesn't mean just to believe. I put faith in, that's the trust. And I keep faith with a person, a cause, whatever, whatever. To keep faith is fidelity, faithfulness. That's the other side of the emunah. I believe in God's faithfulness, and therefore I am faithful. I live up to this covenant. I walk in the way that is pointed out for me. I keep up my side of the bargain. That's a part of faith. Faith is not just intellectual assent. It's not just intellectual assent plus trusting God to keep God's promises. It's also, and I will keep my promises. I have made this covenant with God. I have been baptized into this covenant that says, you shall be my people and you shall be my God. I believe that that God exists. I trust that that God will be my God. And I keep faith. I am faithful that I will be part of God's people. That's a much more complicated definition of faith, I guess. But it's much realer to the word, the way we use the word in English, to believe, to put faith in, to keep faith with. And it's also much closer to the richness of our tradition that goes back to the Hebrew of Habakkuk, the Greek translation, Paul's use, Hebrew's use, Luke's use, everybody else's use, all put together. Just stretches that idea. So think about it. I mean, faith is important. Faith, hope, and love, these three remain. What does faith mean? I think it means at least those three things. To believe, to trust, to be faithful. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.